The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
That's right, Betty.
That's right. Thank you, Betty, for that very, very wonderful edit as we every day. Anyway, so go ahead, cue Betty.
Uh oh.
Cue Betty.
We're having technical issues.
Betty. Oh. Betty, where'd you go, Betty?
All right, we're reloading for optimal.
Reloading. Reloading for optimal reloading performance. Betty.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Wow.
Okay. Boo, whoop, ba, weep. I see one. I see two. I see three. And that's it. Let's keep this shit short. Bloody hell, Betty, you got it. Love you, some mooches. Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio 01000001 in Tampa. Joe says, cue Joe.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Studio What the Fuck Land. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty.
Yay!
Multiple Artificial Personality Unit, and this is episode 146 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Crazy Animal episode for Monday, August 20th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
The program is just acting really strangely, so I don't know.
Really?
Maybe when we go to break, I'm going to do a reboot.
Oh, that's kind of frightening.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, how was your day, Anthony?
My day was interesting. I spent my afternoon replacing RJ45 network jacks.
RJ45.
That were in floor ports. So, and floor ports are probably the nemesis of the IT technician, because you know what also is on the floor? My feet. So
and kicking around.
People. Stupid. Yep. Exactly. People sit at a kiosk or they sit at a desk, and if there's a floor port
yanking
right
on
there,
the wire with my legs.
Yep. They'll get their feet tangled up in it, and they'll kick on it, and eventually you're gonna knock out either the power plug, which mostly is that first, and then you kind of knock out the network jack and kind of mess up. And then, of course, you know, all this shit gets in there too, because sometimes the port's open, you know, it's not always plugged in, and then there's crap that somehow gets in there, and you gotta fish out things like hairnets and small Yugoslavian cars. It's disgusting, you know. So
it would be nice to just have magnetic rails that you could flop underneath the desk with the Ethernet board and jack ready to go underneath it, and then you wouldn't have to deal with anything on the floor except for the power. I don't know about the power.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, it's got to plug in somewhere, and even the network, because these are all desktop stations, so they need to be hardwired to the network. So, but you know, at least in that aspect, and I like some, you know, some areas are set up with wall jacks and those work better, but yeah, Yeah, floor jacks are the nemesis, and there are some parts of my facility that has floor jacks, and I'm not a fan of that. But that was my day. So what was your day?
Well, you know, my day was wow. I was up at and I know you were up a little earlier than me, but for me, I was up at 3 a.m.
Wow,
and it was just like bing, wake up before you know. And anyways, so it was weird. I tried to go back to sleep, but then 4 o'clock came around, and I just was like, screw it. I'm just gonna stay up.
Yep,
just gonna stay up.
Well, and that's kind of another interesting thing, because I woke up at 2 o'clock because of a train.
Yeah.
Was blowing its horn. But anyway, go on.
Wow.
Go on with your 3 a.m. wake up experience.
Well, no, it was nice and quiet, you know. I mean, 3, 4 in the morning, you don't get much unless you get some crazy fire truck parade incident, which can't happen.
Okay.
Because you got the expressway.
That's
so
true.
Somebody creates an accident somewhere, and you're just kind of screwed.
That always happens. Everyone creates accidents.
My highlight of the day was I checked out the new McDonald's that took over the former Rock and Roll McDonald's space. If you guys don't know, the Rock and Roll McDonald's was... The previous store was actually kind of new still, and it did have the Rock and Roll memorabilia. It was just housed in a different standalone facility. But this new store, it is not a tourist trap at all. It looks like an unfinished building.
Okay.
And inside, it's very sterile and just, you know, boring. It's just boring.
You know, that's the way things are going nowadays. Have you been, go to any, like, luxury furniture store, everything is gray. Gray and white. It's all very gray and white and beige.
Well, yeah, it was wood.
Mm-hmm.
It was white.
Yep.
And it was plants. They had green. It was green.
Okay.
You know, and here's the thing, though. I gotta say, yes, the building felt comfortable. It was a very, very nice, conditioned building. The temperature was great. The music level was great. They had great music.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
You know, that wasn't an issue. Now, the food, I did complain that it was a poorly constructed sandwich. It was not hot.
Ooh, that's not good.
But it was not, like, piping hot as it should be.
That's not good at all.
So, McDonald's, if you're listening to this particular podcast of the Joe and Anthony Show on one of our partners, archive.org or radioforall.net, make sure your sandwiches are hot.
I have a feeling we probably won't be getting much of a hit with that one. But that's okay. That's what happens. At least the good thing is it looks like we have a brand new episode of This Way Out coming out.
Yay!
So, Anthony,
what's going on in your weed corner?
Well, we're going to do, of course, my weed corner. So the first story of the weed corner comes from Leafly. And the Calaveras County in California is a depressed former gold rush area of over 45,000 people and is devoid of any local industry. In 2015, the county was devastated by wildfire that destroyed 860 homes. However, in all this aftermath, unauthorized cannabis farms started popping up. Seeing the possibility to generate revenue for rebuilding, the county passed a pro-cultivation ordinance that generated over $12 million and capped the influx of unauthorized growers. Okay, well, great. You know, they have a windfall. This is what we've been seeing everywhere. You know, you open up to the marijuana industry and you start seeing windfalls. Well, last October, the county was still collecting the cultivation tax revenue. Newly elected supervisor passed a total ban on marijuana production, which was to be effective in spring of 2018. So two of California's most powerful cannabis attorneys have filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of former cultivators in Calaveras County, demanding the return of at least $16.3 million in taxes and fees before being forced out of business by the county's ban, which makes sense. I mean, they opened up their doors for businesses. Okay, come on in. You know, you can do business here. We want you to do business here. And then all of a sudden, they get established and they start doing business. I was like, no, you got to leave. You got to go. you know. So and they were taking that money the whole time. So surprisingly, the county announced in June that it was facing a $9.2 million budget deficit and is considering raising local hotel taxes to offset the impact.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And and I did a little thing here. So the major employer in Calaveras County, the whole county, not its town or city, is the government itself with a cap of 499 employees.
Wow.
Forestry and fire protection is the second biggest industry, and the Mark Twain St. Joseph Hospital is the third.
Huh.
So I don't see a big hotel tourist industry here.
No.
The other big employers include the high school, a vineyard, and another hospital. So,
it could be small little inns, though, too.
Maybe. That's a lot of inns. That's a lot of money to try to get, you know, just for those inns. So, anywho. So, that's what's going on with that. So, now, our next story comes from High Times. And Elon Musk is who our topic is.
I'm so stressed out.
Yeah, fuck you, Betty. Betty always gets stressed out around Elon. On August 1st, Elon Musk tweeted that he had secured financing to take the company private at $420 a share. The quoted price led some to speculate that it was related to 420 references from cannabis culture. The tweet caused a rally in Tesla stock that led to a suspension of trading shares in the company on the Nasdaq exchange. Despite the rally, Elon denied being high at the time and claimed that the $420 share price was just the result of some rounding. He also voiced his disdain for cannabis by saying that it was not helpful for productivity, as he also prefers Ambien as his choice of drug for a stimulant. So, yeah, there you go. Go on, Elon. I love it when you put down one person's drug of choice and then you over there popping pills. But, hey, keep making your electric cars. They've been trying to build a Tesla dealership over by me now for almost, like, 8 months. This thing has been under construction. Yeah, I think it's stalled because by now it should be open.
Yeah,
it's taken a very. I've seen them erect like entire shopping plazas in less time.
Well, those cars are expensive for you Floridians.
Oh no, we have a. That's right down the road. We have a Jaguar dealership over here, and a Lexus, and a BMW. No, there's expensive people in Tampa. Trust me, they're all over the place. So, yeah. So, and that's your 420 news. Back to you, Joe.
So what's better than chip skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Wow.
You know, I'm sitting here like flipping open the dictionary, and I'm probably getting myself really sick from all the previous germs that have been infected.
Maybe.
All right, so today's word here is lotion.
Ooh, lotion.
And lotion is a noun. It's a liquid medicine or cosmetic applied to the skin. Its Latin derivative is lotio. A washing.
That like fellatio?
So, I have a new little featurette here. It's called Joe's Random Story He Found on Sunday Whilst Doing His Script Work.
Is this going to be a regular thing? Or are you going to have your own random news story now?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then let's go ahead and take a look at this.
Sometimes I see things, and you know, they tend to be a little bit more of a long action kind of story to read anyways, and I am not going to put a script through all of this. I'm just going to provide a link and do the linky link together.
Okay.
So this is from our friends in Ars Technica, and apparently a London museum is live streaming something, Anthony, and it's a 21st century, it's a key 21st century artifact. Could you guess what it is?
Britney Spears.
Well, maybe, but no. Guess again.
The Smothers Brothers. Okay, I give up. What is it?
You are now out of guesses. Okay, so the key 21st century artifact. You ready for this?
What is it?
Festering sewage.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
You can watch the live action of a putrid piece of our times.
Wow.
Who the F thinks of this shit? No pun intended.
There are people into this. Not like, you know, like they're into it in terms of a scientific curiosity. There are people that are actually into this.
I mean,
biologists would enjoy this.
Perhaps, and maybe, you know, future historians would appreciate this.
Yes, yes, let's watch Poop Rot. Sounds lovely. Yep.
So, the rancid refuse was chipped off of an infamous sewer clog discovered in London late last year called the Whitechapel Fatberg.
Oof.
The preferred term for such monsters, fatbergs.
Oh, I see.
The complete clog clocked in as an epic 250-meter-long, 130-metric-ton mass of congealed excrement and waste.
Oh. Thought
to be one of the largest, if not the largest, fatbergs ever identified. Authorities found it blocking a Victorian-era sewer line in the eastern Whitechapel area of the city. They spent 9 long weeks in a subterranean war, hacking and blasting away the hardened blob of feces, fats, wet pipes, and various other Demetriuses. So that's pretty disgusting, and we're just going to keep on moving along.
Yeah, let's move along, especially since I was kind of munching on some things here. Now I don't think I have an appetite anymore.
Hey, did you have a comment or follow-up to anything we've said tonight? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420, so smoke them if you got them and give us a call. Okay, Roger, take it away.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, August 20th, 2018, is National Radio Day and National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Now, after Joe wipes the chocolate pecan off of his radio, Anthony is going to push a button to the left that stimulates a spinning wheel on the right that Joe is going to pull with his left hand too, I think. Take it away, guys.
Okay, give that wheel a pull.
Oh,
boy.
They just fixed the roof from last
week. Well, no more wheel again. There it goes.
I'm grateful for whoever returned it.
That's going to cost us. I know. Hopefully it doesn't land in the same person's pool. That would be very, very bad. Very, very bad. Okay, so.
This is a sad story, though.
Yeah, it is a sad story, but it's still a random crazy story. So, WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay brings us our random story of the night. According to reports, Irza was planning on killing a raccoon for eating his mangoes, and he wanted to prevent the animal from biting him and giving him rabies.
No relation to Ezel, by the way.
Yes, exactly. So he threw some gasoline on the raccoon, and once it was inside a trap, in his front yard, he had lit a match. Luckily, when a neighbor saw it, she called the police. The 88-year-old said that it was his first time he had been in jail and said he had never thought about killing nobody in his lifetime. No man, no woman, no kid. When asked about the woman who called the police on him, Irza called her a wicked woman. He told WKMG that he didn't realize authorities would have humanely euthanized the raccoon if he had called them. An officer eventually responded to the scene and shot the animal to end its suffering, according to police. Irza was released after posting $2,000 bond. Yeah, it is kind of a sad story, so don't set your raccoons on fire. So just call the county. They'll tell you that they don't do it when you call them, but in the news they'll tell you that they do. So that's your random news story. Back to you, Ben.
I'm going to set this raccoon on fire. You better come out here.
Right.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio.
from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Now, where am I? Wait, no, I'm over here.
Bloody hell.
Oh, boy. I think you're in the weather. You're at the weather. You're in the weather.
Well, thanks, Betty. It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. That could also include photos of tornadoes and weather events and hurricanes and land dust devils and flaming tornadoes and anything that you might find, you can send it to us and we'll post it. So anyways, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 79 degrees. Humidity is at 71, humidity is at 77, giving us a heat index of 82. And the winds are out of the east at 16 miles per hour, gusting 22 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. High near 77. East-southeast winds around 15, with gusts as high as 20, so hold on to your panties. Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Breezy with the west wind 5 to 10, becoming north 15 to 20 in the afternoon, and winds could gust as high as 30, so they'll be cooking. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63, and so for Wednesday, sunny with a high near 76. Grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time. Coming up this Wednesday, which would be actually August 23rd. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in our chat room, which we are open to right now. Hey, guest 305. Ezel's in the chat room.
I haven't been in the chat room. Sorry, Ezel.
You should go in the chat room.
But I have to watch the script. If I don't read the script, I don't know what's going on. Then I'll forget to do
cues. I have the chat room, like, in another little window off to the side.
Yeah, I got to try to do something. Like, pop it up.
But that's it for the weather. And now for the news.
There you go.
And now for the news.
If I wasn't so lazy, I was going to make a funny voice that sounded like a parrot that said, fuck you, like, every few moments during this little background track.
But you just didn't feel like it, huh?
I just didn't feel like
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes that's the way it goes.
So firefighters in London responded to a neighborhood where a potty-mouthed parrot had flown onto a neighbor's roof.
Wow.
The London Fire Brigade said a crew responded to an Edmonton neighborhood where a macaw parrot named Jethi was reported to have flown the coop and spent 3 days on a neighbor's roof. Despite rescue attempts from the bird's owner and the RSPCA, Burkane said, fuck you, said Jesse's owner was worried the bird might be injured. Fuck you. Our crew manager was the willing volunteer, fuck you, who up the ladder to try and bring Jesse down. Fuck you. We were told to bond with the parrot, you have to tell her, I love you.
Fuck you.
Which is exactly what the crew manager did, firefighter Chris Collins said. While Jesse responded, I love you back, we then discovered that she had a bit of a foul mouth.
Fuck you.
And kept swearing.
Fuck you.
To her amusement.
Fuck you.
Jesse also speaks Turkish. Wow. And Greek. Wow.
I wish I knew Turkish. Wish I knew swear words in Swahili or Greek, you know. Wow.
So I tried telling her to come in both those languages, too. Firefighters soon discovered the parrot was not injured.
Fuck you.
But when she flew to another home's roof, That damn bird just said fuck you and took off.
Sometimes birds are just a pain in the ass.
The crew was unable to capture Jesse, but their bird returned home on her own Monday, so this story does have a happy ending.
Fuck you!
The brigade tweeted a video of the potty mouth bird thanking firefighters.
Aww. Isn't that cute? Is it a comfort parrot?
It's a comfort
parrot. It's a comfort parrot. I can fly on the airplane. It can fly on the airplane. It's a comfort parrot.
I think that parrot needs a comfort animal. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Damn, this bitch had a grudge or what?
Wow.
So, this is kind of a funny one. A Slovakian woman was reportedly arrested after she played the same opera song on repeat for 16 years.
Holy shit. Why did it take 16 years to arrest this poor woman? And, wow, really? 16 years, huh? Jesus.
The woman, who was identified as Eva by Hungarian news site Parameter.sk... I have to go to that site and see if they have an English language version.
Make sure you run a virus scan.
Don't do it over specially charged circuits.
Yes, exactly.
Was charged with harassment and malicious persecution for allegedly forcing her neighbors to repeatedly enduring Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata.
Ooh.
Eva is said to have begun the opera playing 16 years ago to drown out the noise of a neighbor's barking dog and never stopped.
Wow.
I love Placido Domingo, one woman told Hungarian news site index.hu, referring to the singer whose version Eva played. But not like this. Could you imagine that?
Wow. I don't
For
know.
Yeah, then. You're hearing Placido Domingo.
I wouldn't be listening to you for after 1 year. I'd be finding a new place to live. Fuck that. Fuck the you. I'd leave. Go. Fuck you. Oh, wow. We have a snort. We've reached maximum snortage. Oh, lovely. Lovely.
The whole street is suffering, another resident said. So, but get this, Eva faces up to 6 months in jail if she was found guilty of the charges.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
You know, I guess just people are crazy, man. But why would you put up with that for 16 years? I would not put up with that for an hour.
Fuck you! Exactly.
All right.
Let's move on to something more exciting.
Yeah. All right. I gotta tell you, this kid is gonna grow up special. I mean, real special, especially if you look at the picture.
Oh, wait, I gotta look at the picture now. Hold on.
I can just sense it. But anyways, firefighters in a Connecticut city said they executed an unusual rescue with a 2-year-old boy got his arm stuck in a Thomas the Tank Engine toy. The Danbury Fire Department said firefighters and EMS crews were called to a Danbury home on Wednesday on a report of a toddler with his arm stuck in the smokestack of a large Thomas the Tank Engine. The department said the tot and toy call became further complicated when firefighters attempting to dismantle Thomas discovered the smokestack was a launcher for toy ball.
Oh boy.
He said it took about 20 minutes to free the child's arm, which was not injured. Firefighters said the boy's arm had become stuck inside of the toy because of a bracelet he was wearing on his wrist.
Uh-oh. I smell a lawsuit.
Yes.
I smell a lawsuit.
Yep. But you know what? It'll become another printed warning. Like, do not wear bracelets or watches.
Don't wear loose jewelry while sticking hands down while playing with this toy or something like
right.
that. Yeah, most likely. You'll get something like that now.
Completely stupid. So, but, and you know, that's basically it for me, Anthony.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then give
Fuck
us
you.
A call. Fuck you at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, queer teens discuss coming out and going out in high school. Trump Resistance gains warrior and a weapon. And in other news, Germany's third gender pitch falls short. Trump trashes job rights as a Colorado baker nixes a new cake. A 12-year-old transgender Oklahoma girl is terrorized by local parents. Nigerian men busted for kissing pled not gay. Calling homophobe Scott Lively a crackpot bigot is upheld on appeal. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will resume spinning right round, round like a record, baby, round, round in about 4 minutes, if I can find the card.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Mopping the old-fashioned way can seem like the biggest job in the world. You need Light and Thirsty, the revolutionary new mop from Osteater. Light and Thirsty has durable cloth strips that absorb 20% more than ordinary mop strings. It rings out with just a twist and even stands up to machine washing and drying. So if you'd like to cut your mopping chores down to size, get new Light and Thirsty from Osteater, the best mop you've ever used, or your money back.
Children believe what their parents tell them.
You're pathetic. You can't do anything right.
You disgust me. Just shut up.
You can't be my kid.
You're worthless.
Hey, stupid, don't you know how to listen?
You're never going to amount to anything.
Why don't you go find some other place to live?
Words hit as hard as a fist. Stop and listen to what you're saying. You might not believe your ears.
I wish you were never born.
Take time out. Don't take it out on your kid.
Heard any good microwave popcorns lately? Now, this one says, it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now, this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves, and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Hi, Betty here. Your Cheyampa Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics. I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. For telephonics. I love telephones. I love telephonics. I love telephonics. I love telephonics.
Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently, we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold. This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod. From Incompetech, Incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure display cases at Kmart, and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around, and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeez. Anyway, make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie!
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it to...
Thanks, okay, Roger. Thanks, Roger.
What happened, Roger?
You're welcome, Anthony.
There we go.
You're welcome, Joe.
So, before I get into the weather, I've been drinking this lately. It's bubbly.
Bubbly.
It's apparently bottled by PepsiCo. I'm not really a big fan of it because it's not very bubbly. Yeah, it's kind of flat, actually. And it's not expired, so who knows. So anyway, all right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently storming, and 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 61% and a heat index of 91 degrees. The dew point is 71 degrees, and visibility is 10 miles. Surprising. Yay. 10 miles. Always 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 11 at night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Tuesday, we have a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. Heat index values as high as 101 degrees. Tuesday night, a 10% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 90, heat index values as high as 99, so not as bad as Tuesday, just a couple degrees cooler. Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal, let me tell you. Wednesday night, there is a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8 in the evening, then isolated storms and showers after 2 in the morning, partly cloudy with a chance of poop flowing everywhere and a low around 78. I see my script has been altered. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news. Always, you always got to get poop in my script somewhere, don't you?
Yep. Yeah,
you always got to get poop in there. All right. The Palm Bay Daily brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a man that didn't use his best judgment when trying to live the Florida lifestyle. On Monday at approximately 12:30 in the afternoon, a security guard at Brevard Health Alliance, a public governmental building, called the Melbourne Police Department to report that he believed someone was smoking narcotics in the men's public restroom after smelling the odor of marijuana. Officers arrived and saw Christopher exiting from the stall of the restroom and reported that they detected an odor of burnt marijuana coming from his person upon his exiting, his alighting of the stall. Officers also reported that he had an unlit cigarette hanging from his mouth. An officer instructed Christopher to walk. Yeah, right. An officer instructed him to walk outside with him, where he was placed under arrest. A search of his backpack revealed the following items: 2 Ziploc bags containing marijuana, a plastic bag containing heroin, a plastic bag containing cocaine, a red plastic bag containing methamphetamine, a large digital scale, plastic straws, and unused needles. Christopher was and unused needles.
Let me ask a quick question.
Sure, what's up?
If he had actually vaped in the stall, do you think he would have?
It would have still smelled like weed. It would have still smelled like weed. Yeah, vaping. Oh yeah, vaping still very much smells like weed. You can smell the weed. Christopher was charged. It doesn't stay around as long though, so it kind of dissipates quickly. Christopher was arrested and charged with the possession of methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana within 1,000 feet of a private college with the intent to distribute, using a two-way communication device to facilitate drug trafficking, and having a controlled substance without a prescription. Christopher was transported to the Brevard County Jail, where bond was set at $73,500. Yeah, he's one of the he's the high roller. He's in the high roller club.
I got so excited that I lifted the arm of the microphone.
Don't lift the arm of the microphone too much. You might sustain an injury. I know these studios aren't very well constructed sometimes. All right, so the Tampa Bay Times brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night about a man with a computer, a webcam, a gun, and not a lot of sense. According to reports, 28-year-old Benny was showing off and playing with his handgun while he was communicating with a family member who lives out of state via a social media conferencing app. During the video call, the gun accidentally discharged while Benny was live on the app, according to the police. It doesn't appear that the family member at the other end witnessed the shooting, but they heard the gun go off and Benny began making noises indicating that he was injured. I wonder what those noises might have been. I wonder what those noises would have been. Pinellas Park officers arrived at Benny's home and said they found him with a gunshot wound to the chest. His mother also arrived, called by the out-of-state family member. Investigators initially thought that Benny was shot through a window, but then they found the gun inside the home and spoke with the relative. Benny was taken to hospital for medical treatment. His condition was not released as of late Wednesday.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they release his condition?
I don't know. Because they wanted to make way for the sexy, the Florida nakedness. Actually, this one is...
sexy.
This one's an interesting one. WPTV Channel 5 News West Palm Beach brings us our final news story of the night that's a little bit Florida, a little bit naked, and all Florida lifestyle. 40-year-old Danielle was hanging out at Bartlett Park one Sunday afternoon when something beyond belief happened. She was attacked by a giant spider and had to act fast to save her life. The police were contacted. When police arrived, Danielle was completely nude, and there were numerous people in the park at the time of the incident, and traffic on 4th Street South was heavy at the time of the incident, causing numerous vehicles to slow down and honk at Danielle as she frantically ran naked through the park. According to an arrest report, Danielle was acting erratically and rubbing her hair and breasts while screaming and running between two trees. St. Pete police said that Danielle initially refused to get dressed after police contacted her. After police read her Miranda rights, investigators said... After police read her Miranda writes, investigators said Danielle admitted to recently using drugs such as crack cocaine, spice, and crystal meth. She also said that she believed a giant spider was on her and she had to get away from it.
He was this big.
He was huge. She was arrested and charged with exposure of boobies. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
If you didn't know it...
Oh my goodness, they're going crazy.
Anyways, yeah, we got some sad news to report, don't we?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin passed away the other day. that's such a shame. I mean, and granted, she, you know, she hasn't done much recently, but she's done a lot.
She's done enough. She's done more than we could ever possibly ever hope for.
Oh, without question. I actually wanted to watch Blues Brothers this weekend.
Mm.
But my husband does not like that movie, so we did not watch. Yes, no, he does not like it.
Why?
So he does not like Dan Aykroyd or John Belushi.
Huh.
Yeah, so we did not watch the
movie.
Maybe
we can watch it.
We can watch the movie.
While I'm there in November.
Exactly.
I'm coming out in November.
Yeah, we're going to have a live studio visit in November.
Yes.
Joe's going to escape the probably not very cold weather in Chicago for the not very cold weather in Florida.
Yay.
Go global warming.
Although it'll probably be dingy and dark.
Yeah, it will be nice and sunny here at least. You'll get sun and sun and more sun.
More sun. Comfort peacocks.
You know, and that's kind of funny because I put that in there on Sunday, I believe, before you put your peacock story in there. Or your fuck you parrot. Because I saw on the news, believe it or not, I saw on the news someone who was wanting to fly with a comfort peacock. And there are some airlines now that are putting a stop to it. They're now saying we're gonna move down on these comfort animals. So, and we have a call coming in.
Call coming in.
Yep. So let's go ahead and grab that. If I can find the button here. All right. Okay. Hello. You're on the air. And it sounds like Ezel. Sounds like we got Ezel.
Are you ready to accept delivery of your fuck you parrot?
Yeah, right.
Man, I love it. I'm going to give me one of them parrots, man. I'm going to let that sucker sit on my shoulder. I'm going to go to the grocery store. And when them idiots are blocking the lane, I'm going to walk through the grocery store and go, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
The best story, I love the one about the peacock, but the best one I saw are they're raising these little comfort ponies.
That's what it was about. It was the comfort ponies. And somebody said about somebody tried to bring a peacock on the plane. But yes, go ahead, Ezel. Tell the story.
Oh, man. They're raising these miniature ponies, man. And they're trying to get them on the plane, these comfort ponies. Now, like I said in the chat room, I said, well, who's responsible when that son of a bitch takes a dump in the aisle, man? Does the flight attendant have to clean it up or what?
I know, right?
This shit get ridiculous or what, man?
Imagine being stuck on a long flight smelling horse poop.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It probably brings horse flies with it, too. So you'll be sitting there getting bit by horse flies. Yeah. Oh, man. Them motherfuckers are crazy.
No.
People have, man, they're crazy. People are
Well, not
nuts,
only that,
man.
That adds weight to the plane, though, too. And that's going to fuck up the center of gravity. Because you know that damn thing is going to sit down.
No, of course not. And then we'll have to pay more for our bags for the comfort ponies.
Oh, man, they're nuts. I'm telling you, people are crazy. And, you know, they went a couple years ago, they kidnapped that condo in Florida because I had my bees there. That's the bees. This is a comfort bees, man. And they said, get the fuck out of here.
Man, they're ridiculous. I still say you should have called Morgan and Morgan.
I love Morgan, man. They're some cool guys.
They're for the people.
Anyway, I'm raising money from the honey sales. I'm taking the clay people to Italy, man.
Woohoo!
Really?
We're going to Italy. Me and the guy, man. They want to see the shit museum.
Oh, well, see, there you go. There you go.
Did you ever hear of the shit museum in Italy? They got a shit museum.
Wow.
Is
no, I never
London
did.
Is live streaming shit now?
No. Oh, Lord.
I swear to God.
Put
it on their shit museum.
Joe, I'll let you do that search. I'm munching right now. I don't want to look at poop.
Oh, man.
Joe's going to do the search. Joe's going to do the Google search.
All right, and they got petrified. They got petrified shit from them dinosaurs there, too, man.
Wow.
I like to check out some petrified shit, man. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
So anyway. Oh, this is great. You know what? Chicago went to another hellhole this fucking weekend, man.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Shit was, oh, man. I'm telling you, it was jumping off. That crazy motherfucker's in Chicago. Joe, you better put that boatmobile in operation. I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
Crazy motherfuckers are shooting everybody.
See, I haven't been following the news for Chicago in a while.
People are getting carjacked. Carjackings.
God damn it.
There's been shootings in daytime, like near north locations.
Wow.
Lakeview, North Side. It's all over the place. And the South Side and North Side is still getting hit, too.
Oh, yeah. And the weekends are the craziest. I'm watching the news at noon today on that WGN. And here's a guy saying, he says, well, you know what? There was two gangsters. It was gangster versus gangster. And they executed two gangsters in the woods up on 131st Street. The guy's hanging up there all the time, 131st over there.
Oh, okay. Is that by Blue Island or something?
No, yeah. Man. Oh, man. That's like Eberhard. Do you ever hear of Eberhard? 131st Eberhard. That's near, I think it's near Harvey or somewhere.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Anyway, go on.
So anyway, they get this goof on the TV. They always find the goofiest motherfuckers. Where they find these motherfuckers? He goes, you know what? These two guys got executed because of the trees. And I go, what?
What the fuck is the trees?
What happened? He says, yeah, you got to cut the trees down, but they don't execute people back there. I'm like, is that like an everyday occurrence, man? With this motherfucker that comes?
Maybe it is. Man, wow.
Oh, that's crazy. He's not going to cut the trees down. I don't cut the trees down. I'll put the motherfuckers in jail. But anyway, so they said that the people heard the gunshots, but they didn't bother to call. So these motherfuckers,
they don't want to snitch.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, that's the problem. Nobody wants to testify.
Nobody wants to talk, man. Yeah. You guys to talk. That's the only way you're going to solve this shit, man. Put these cases in jail, but... It's a rough problem. But anyway, that's all, you know, that's all hyperbole and shit, you know. So, anyway, I'm going to let you guys go, and we're going to work on making some money to go to Italy, man.
And
I want to get me one of them ponies.
Okay.
Because I'm going to bring that pony down to Florida in January.
There you go. Comfort pony.
I'm going to come to their studios. I'm going to get that pony some Chinese. You know what? I'm going to get him some of that Chinese food with the real hot shit in their Thai food. You know,
Oh, boy.
And then I'm going to bring him in the studio, and, man, we're going to have us a pony of a time in the studio.
Oh, boy. I think, Joe, we need to push through that outside microphone jack. We got to push that through pretty quickly.
Hey, why don't you hook a microphone up in that Chinese restaurant over there next door to you, man? I'll sit there and eat my poo.
There we go. We'll do that. We'll put you down in the Chinese. You'll do a live remote from the Chinese restaurant.
With my pony and Hufeng Blue.
With your pony. Yep, exactly. Hufeng Blue.
All right, man. I'll see you later. This is Ezo. I'm going, man. I'm checking out. It's 4:20, man.
Take it easy, Ezo.
All right,
man. I'll see you later. All right, bye.
It's always fun when Ezel calls.
It is always fun when Ezel calls. We like it when Ezel calls. We like it when anyone calls, you know. So
we haven't heard from any of our hostile guests lately. You can always call us, too. But not now, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're like 2 minutes from the Ugly Lights, 2.5 minutes. Yeah. So, the comfort ponies, like Ezel was saying, the whole comfort pony thing now. And now the airlines are finally like, no, we got to stop this shit. This shit's gotten out of hand. So the airlines are just, they're done. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can't bring your little Shih Tzu dog and just keep him on your lap. No, I'm sorry. Because if I let you do it, somebody else is going to do it. And then all of a sudden, every table's going to have dogs. And then somebody's dog's going to just cause one little problem.
Yep.
And I'm going to have shit and blood and piss everywhere. Well, that would be an issue if we had a cat, because that would just totally change the dynamics.
Yes, you'd have exploding kitties everywhere. So you have a note here. Pickles, cucumbers, pears, PCP. What's up with that?
It's just a little thing, PCP.
PCP. Pickles, cucumbers, and pears. Do you eat pickles, cucumbers, and pears simultaneously often?
Well, pickles, cucumbers are related, and pears is because it's got a P in it.
I see.
P-P-P-P, but it's... Operators are standing by.
See,
Get yours now.
It probably could have been pickles, pineapples, and pears. So then it would have been PPP, Puff Puff Pass.
Puff Puff Pass, that's right. Puff, control, and pass.
There we go. We can work with that. So, yeah, wow, that was kind of fun tonight. That was We went on an interesting little journey this evening.
Yeah.
So.
And for shits and giggles, the Shit Museum does exist.
The Shit Museum does exist,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess Ezel's going to be starting a GoFundMe to bring the the clay. I wonder if they might want to go to like Egypt or something and visit the pyramids. Maybe that maybe they're related to some of these mummies.
Take the pony up the steps and see what happens.
Yeah, take the pony up the steps and see what happens. They're kind of like they're like mummies, so maybe maybe there's some relation.
He's got a point. What do they do with this fucking comfort? And how miniature is it? Are we talking like Marmaduke dog size?
Yeah, I think it's like this. It's like a size of a large dog.
I mean, would somebody bring a Marmaduke dog on?
Oh, I'm sure somebody already has. I've seen someone bring a pretty large golden retriever on a flight when I flew up to Boston last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening.
Oh, shit. I smell something, Anthony.
Oh, boy. Oh, did you just shit yourself?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
It smells like something is burning.
Okay. Well, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and Joe's studio is on fire. Or the toaster in the break room. It might be that toaster.
That's
what
I was referring to.
They've been trying to do. I wasn't ahead of myself on the script. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Shampa Radio.
Joe and Anthony.
Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays, live at noon. We recast it from 104.5 WRFU. So Sundays, we also play it again at noon. And then, because this is when I can get a chance to listen to it, we recast it on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are Eastern.
Yeah, mostly our schedule is a convenience for us.
Pretty much.
Because, we run the damn station, so you know what? It's going to work for us.
Yeah.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, who says the same thing quite frequently. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts, which are actually updated. They are updated daily.
Yay.
From archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude sure to make your coffee percolate. So while the bumps are old, the content is actually new. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern. Believe it or not, one of our shows came up.
Really?
Yeah, one of our shows came up. Because
when did it come up?
It came up from archive.org. It came up, I think, like a couple weeks ago. It popped up at some time and point. I'm like, oh, look,
Nifty.
That's us. Listen, that's us. We're on Weekday Rush Hour. On your drive
home. Were all of our meta tags correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yay.
Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. He dusts off some obscure music, combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, it's 4:20 somewhere. And that means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyamper Radio and leave it in the background. That's Shyamper Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social media, and much, much more. More.
More. More is more.
I want more. You know what I've been watching lately?
What?
The television series spinoff to Logan's Run the movie. It's the series. It's only one season.
Season? No, I've never.
It's like 15 episodes, but the music is awesome because it's that 70s disco vibe.
It's all about the 70s disco vibe for you. I forgot. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No.
I love that time period.
Well, it's an interesting time period. I enjoyed it as well.
You know, it's got probably some of the quirkiest culture that made that switch over between the 60s and 80s.
Although the 80s was pretty strange in itself. All right.
Yeah, but it was too much infused with crap. But
it was. Commercialism. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog at Cheyenne.info. Remember, don't shoot your flaming raccoon after doing a line of coke in the health department bathroom after chasing a giant spider naked around the room. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Ooh, almost didn't get that out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.